Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests. Melinda McAdams, who is the owner of Sitka Studio of Dance. Ren Flowers is a seventh grader and a dancer with the Sitka Studio of Dance. And Morgan Hames, also a seventh grader and a dancer with the Sitka Studio of Dance. Thank you three for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
I want to turn to you first, Melinda, because we're here to talk about an upcoming performance. Mm-hmm. So let's start with letting listeners know what performance we're talking about, when it is, where it is.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to have our performances on Saturday, this Saturday, May 6th. We have three performances. We've divided ourselves by age. So the little kids starting at age 4 are at 11 in the morning. And then the Keat middle school kids are at 3 in the afternoon. And then the middle school, high school, and adults are at 7 o'clock at night. So they're all at the PAC. You can get your tickets online at Sitka Fine Arts Camp, or you can buy them at the door. It's $10 a person. Kids 5 and under get in free.
Okay, wow, great. So you just said something that I want to touch on for a moment. You said that the youngest are 4.
Yeah.
And so we were talking a little bit beforehand. I want to touch a little bit on the Sitka Studio of Dance. What is your youngest? How young do you teach students?
We start with 18 months.
Yeah.
So those kids come with a parent and they dance together, but we don't make them go on stage. Yeah.
Yes, that could be entertaining, but yeah. And then how, maybe not an exact age, but how old are your students? How
from? We have some grandmas.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think they want to say how old they are, but they're definitely in class. They're inspiration for all the other dancers because it's just great to see someone keeping on and keeping active and being creative. It's just fun to have them in class.
Great. Well, now I want to turn to Morgan and Ren for a little bit more about what it is to be a dancer with the Sitka Studio of Dance, and particularly with this upcoming recital. So, Morgan, let me turn to you first. What all are you going to be performing in? What genres will you be performing in at the evening show for you?
I will be performing in ballet, ballet intensive, hip hop, and modern.
Okay.
So.
And Morgan will actually do most of her dancing at the 3 p.m. show.
3 p.m. show. Okay.
But she also comes back for the 7 p.m. show because she's in with big kids.
So that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. Yeah. So modern is the one that is all levels, all ages.
Yeah.
So you're mostly broken up into your age group. But for this modern performance, you get to be with performers that have been dancing longer than you and are also older than you. Both of you are in that. Ren, you as well. So I'd love to ask you a little bit about both of you. What is it like to be in this particular performance with people that have been dancing longer than you and that are older than you?
Well, when it first started off, it was definitely nerve-wracking, you know, being with older people who knew what they were doing better, harder stuff to do. We didn't know a lot when we first started, because it was a whole new genre for us. So it was like they were doing stuff and they were just brushing it off their shoulder. They were just doing what they do every day, it seemed like. But now it definitely, we've improved a lot, definitely.
I think, Ren, you were talking about an interesting move that I didn't even know about, something like a backwards somersault. And you were like, when I first saw that, there was just no way.
Yeah, it's like this shoulder roll and you have to sit and then roll into it. And I had no idea how to do it, but now pretty good.
Yeah. And you compared that to like a plié. So as ballerinas, that's a move that's really familiar to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And learning these new moves was, even though they're comfortable to the other dancers, to you, it was like a little bit of a shock.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it took a lot of practice because I remember we'd always just be behind. You know, they'd be 5 steps ahead of us, but we're just trying to figure out the first. It's just, but now we're able to keep up a little more and definitely get in a lot better. So the recital will be, the dance will be pretty good.
Okay, great. Well, before we get into a little more detail about the recital, which I do want to talk to you both about, I'd love to know a little bit about your journeys as dancers. So, Ren, how long have you been with the Sitka Studio of Dance?
I think this is my 10th year.
Oh, wow. You've been at it for quite a while. And is this, so you've been performing before, this is not your first performance?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a favorite genre that you like to perform in and practice in?
I really like the modern class with the older kids, but ballet, I'd have to say, is my favorite.
Okay, good old traditional ballet. And then what about you, Morgan? How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing for 10 years, too. That's actually how me and Ren met. We're pretty good friends. Nice. And dance has kind of brought, new friends into my life and stuff, which has been really cool. My favorite genre, I think I'd have to say, is I think ballet and hip hop are tied, because I really look forward to both of those classes.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned hip hop, because at the 3 p.m. show, you're going to be performing in a hip hop piece, excuse me, that Ren is not going to be in. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about that one in particular. So what is hip hop and what can the audience members expect to see?
Hip hop is a very, I'd say, structured dancing type. It's like when people think of hip hop, I think they think of break dancing, which I think it's partly true, but we do a few floor moves, but it's basically just like it's oh my goodness,
hard to describe.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess I've always just described hip-hop as hip-hop my whole life.
Sure. Well, when you say structured, that makes me think that there are steps that you're all doing in unison to some extent.
Yeah. It's very, like, it's free-going. Like, it's not like ballet where there's, like, different positions, you know. It's like there's this move and that move and this move and that move. It's like they're all very distinct and very, like, powerful, I'd say. It's very bold kind of dancing. Like, it's not... You're not trying to look like really pretty or something. You're just trying to follow along with the moves and kind of feel the vibe of the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I know, Ren, that you're in a piece that Morgan is not in. So I wanted to ask you about that one. And that is the lyrical piece. And that'll be in the afternoon, the 3 p.m. show. And so I wanted to ask you the same question. What is the lyrical genre?
It's really just a mix between ballet and jazz.
Hmm.
It's pretty fun, and it's just really dancing to, like, emotional music and music with words.
Okay. All right. That's the lyrical. The lyrics have to do with the music.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, a question for all of you as we begin to wrap up our time together is, what would you tell the audience that they can expect when they come tonight, on Saturday, to one of the shows?
Lots of different things.
Variety, yes.
We have variety in genres and ages. We have an all-boys class. So I think there's something for everybody. And it's the Beatles, so everybody loves that, I think.
Except there is one segment that's going to be a slight deviation from
there
that.
There are. In the afternoon and the evening show, there are some classical ballet variations. We have classes that teach kids excerpts from real ballets where they're learning traditional choreography. And so we didn't set those to Beatles. We're doing those straight up.
Okay. Okay. So people can expect everything from traditional to really unique and the Beatles, of course, in there as well. Well, it sounds great. Can you give us the day and times again, Melinda, for listeners?
Yeah, it's this Saturday, May 6th. The little kids are at 11. The Keat and middle school kids are at 3. And the middle school and high school kids are at 7. And that includes adults. You can get your tickets online at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. You can also get them at the door. They are $10 a piece, but kids 5 and under get in free.
Great. And we have just a 30 seconds left to ask listeners to think forward to this winter. We want to talk briefly about the Nutcracker, Melinda.
Yeah. So I tried to get a board member to come in and pitch, but basically, we are looking now for volunteers for Nutcracker. We need people who can sew. We need people who can work backstage. We need fundraisers. We need program designers. And I need a couple of dads to pantomime on stage in the party scene. So I'm short a few dads if anybody wants. It's minimal dancing, super easy, easier than conjure dancing. And you get to act with kids, and it should be fun. So if they want to contact me, they can get a hold of me through my Facebook page, Sitka Studio of Dance, or they can call 966-2557 because I'm looking for dads.
Thank you. Okay, sounds great. Well, thank you, Melinda, Ren, and Morgan, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.